Next, we'll play a game about tributes. It's a special dystopian version of Ask Me Another, where only one of you will survive to play our final round. But first, let's check in with our contestants. Jen, so you love watching home improvement television shows, huh?
I do. I'm pretty addicted to them, yeah.
And what is your last home improvement project?
Oh, I mean, I live in 500 square feet, so I don't do any home improvement. I just watch others do home improvement. This is New York, after all, so.
Right. Ed, you also play keyboard in a band. Tell me about this band.
My band's called Scale of Six, and I think every musician in a rock band at some point fantasized about being the guitar player on stage with the other positions in the band. There was one time recently where I thought, oh, this is my chance. Like, they're going to let me do it. And we have a very good guitar player in our band. So the other guys are like, maybe you shouldn't, you know, maybe you should just kind of stick to your guns and stay on the keyboard.
So your next game is a tribute to tribute bands. Ed, you're already in a band, but if you were in a tribute band, what band would you cover?
So my moment of opportunity to play guitar was actually recently when we were going to do an entire set of Kiss covers.
Yes!
And I was hesitant at first, but then I got super excited because Kiss is awesome.
Jen, if you were in a tribute band, what band would you cover?
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
There are many Billy Joel tribute artists out there. I would not be an entertaining one, but I would enjoy doing it myself.
I think that's an interesting selling point right there.
I'm not in sales for a reason.
It's not going to be entertaining, but please come to my show. Okay, so this is a guessing game called Trials and Tribute Bands. I'm going to give you the name of a supposed tribute band. That's a band who plays the music of a famous band. And you just have to tell me if it's real or something we made up. Ed, you won the last game, so you win this and you go right to the final round. Jen, you need to win this or you're going to have to join my Pearl Jam tribute band called Creed. Here we go. Jen, Joanne Joanne, an all-female Duran Duran tribute band.
I feel like that could be real.
Yeah, that's real. Ed, Jewish Priest, a Judas Priest tribute band whose members met in rabbinical school.
I really hope that's real.
Sorry, it is fake. Oh. Jen, Dred Zeppelin, who performs reggae versions of Led Zeppelin songs.
Real.
Oh, yeah, that's real. Yeah. Actually, we can listen to a little clip of Dred Zeppelin. This is Dred Zeppelin covering Stairway to Heaven.
There's a lady that's sure. All that glitters is gold.
When she's buying a stairway to heaven.
Ed, Noasis, an Oasis tribute band.
Real.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. Only slightly less confident. Jen, the Zombeatles, a zombie-themed Beatles tribute band.
I hope that's fake.
That's real.
Oh,
oh yeah. We should listen to some of that. This is the Zombeatles playing I Want to Eat Your Hands.
I want to eat your hands. I want to eat your brains. I want to eat your hands.
It's kind of catchy.
It's awesome.
Ed, Geezer, a senior citizen-themed Weezer tribute band.
Fake?
That is real.
That's amazing.
That's incredible.
How does that work?
It's just the band Weezer.
Right, basically, it's just them.
Like, I remember you kids from the 90s.
Okay, these are your last clues. Jen, Millennials, a band of millennials devoted to covering the songs of Will Smith.
I don't even know if millennials know who Will Smith is, so I'm going to go with fake.
It is fake. It is fake. Ed, Aerosmith, an Aerosmith tribute band from Huntington Beach, California.
Real.
Oh, yeah. That's real. That's real. All right, Puzzle Guru Cecil Baldwin, how did our contestants do?
All right. Congratulations, Jen. You won that round. And that means that you've each won one game. So we're going to go to a quick game three. I'm going to give you a category, and then you'll go back and forth, naming things that fall into that category. And the first contestant to mess up will be eliminated. So buzz in to answer first. Here's your category. Name the 13 U.S. states located along the Canadian border. Jen.
Washington.
Yes.
Vermont.
Correct.
Idaho.
Idaho, yes.
Montana.
Correct.
North Dakota.
Correct.
Michigan.
Yep.
Maine.
Yes.
Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin is not on the border. The correct answers left were Alaska, Minnesota, New Hampshire, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Ed, we're so sorry to see you go, but Jen, you're headed to the final round.
Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Jen in our final round at the end of the show, and we'll talk to the star of the musical Groundhog Day, Andy Carl, about what it's like to live the Broadway dream of doing the same show night after night, week after week after week. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.